Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, for your protection over us, for your daily provision, for divine enablement, for the capacity, for the abundance of your grace upon us. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We glorify you, Lord. Father, we also want to thank you for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for all the testimonies, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for healing, for deliverance. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we commit this day's broadcast to your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us. Your word will draw us closer to you. Your word will bring forth salvation. Your word will bring forth healing. Your word will bring forth deliverance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program once again, Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will visit you this day. The Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled Clear Vision. Clear Vision. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8. And I'm reading from verse 22 to 26. Mark 8, reading from verse 22 to 26. The Bible says, "And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man, and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes, and laid his hands on him, he asked him, 'Did you see anything?' And he looked up and said, 'I see people, but they look like trees walking.' Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, 'Do not even enter the village.'" May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is an interesting passage, whereby this man was brought by his friend to our Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing we can also learn from there straight away is the fact that you and I, we have a responsibility to bring people to our Lord Jesus Christ. Many are out there who are blind spiritually, who cannot see spiritually, but you and I have that responsibility of inviting them to the church, telling them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't even have to be a preacher. All you need to do is to tell them, just like that woman did, the woman by the well. And what did she do? She went to the whole city, and then everybody followed her to our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of John chapter 4. Come and see the Messiah who told me all my life history. So why don't you just do the same? The friends of this man, they brought him to Christ. If they haven't brought him to Christ, he would not have been able to see. He would have still remained a blind person. So brothers and sisters, that friend, that colleague, that neighbor, that brother, that sister, that is yet to accept Jesus Christ, you have a duty to tell them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bring them to Jesus, and he will give them a clearer vision. It will make them to see that which they have not seen before. And it's not only that, even you too, you'll be able to see clearly. As you begin to do the work of the Almighty God, God will help you. He will help me in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can see here from the passage that the friend begged Jesus Christ that, oh, please heal our friend. So you and I have a responsibility to intercede on behalf of others, to stand in the gap on behalf of others, to pray. The Bible tells us that you and I should pray without ceasing. The friend brought this man to Jesus, and they did not only bring him to Jesus, but they stood in the gap. They interceded on his behalf and told our Lord Jesus Christ to please heal their friend. And indeed, Jesus did. And you can see from the passage there that Jesus did not even just heal this man. The first thing that our Lord Jesus Christ did is that he took the blind man by hand. In verse 23, the Bible says he took the blind man by hand and led him out of the village. He took him by hand and led him out of the village. So brothers and sisters, for you, when you come to Christ, you must be ready to take a step and move away from where you are. That man was taken by our Lord Jesus Christ out of the village. Many of us have been in our comfort zone for too long. We need to take that step of faith. We need to take that step of faith so that we can get to where God wants us to be, where that state of clearer vision, where we'll be able to see what we cannot see before. And our Lord Jesus Christ took this man. And when he took him out of the village, it was practically taking him to a new level, a new state. The Almighty God will take you higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever level that you are right now, that is not where you must be. God is ready to take you up. No matter how good that level is, there is still something better for you. The Almighty God will do so for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is very much concerned about you seeing, because he's thinking all about you at all times. In that verse 23, Jesus was asking the man, do you see anything? And Jesus is asking you today, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? When you read the word of God, what did you read there? Do you just read the word casually? And the hidden mysteries in the word of God is not revealed unto you. I pray that henceforth, as you read the word of God, the hidden mysteries in his word shall be revealed unto you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be under any form of spiritual blindness in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will widen your vision. You begin to see clearly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You see, this man, he followed our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't struggle with him. When God gives you instructions, say, my son, my daughter, follow me. Are you following him, or you are doing that which you want to do? If that man has resisted our Lord Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ took his hand and he followed him, that by so doing, he surrendered to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that not until you surrender to Jesus, you cannot resist the enemy. The Bible tells us that you should submit to the Lord, and you resist the enemy, and the enemy will flee. So not until you surrender to him. This man surrendered himself to Jesus. He didn't argue with Jesus. He didn't say, where are you taking me to? Where, I don't know where you are taking me to. You are taking me away from my friend. He wasn't protesting. He surrendered to Jesus, and he followed him. At the end of the day, the man was able to see. The man who has been classified as blind, he was able to see. Why? Because he surrendered to Jesus. What is it in your hand that you refuse to surrender to Jesus? Not until you are ready to surrender it to him, you will not be able to get to where God wants you to be. So brothers and sisters, let us reflect. Let us ask ourselves the question, how far have I surrendered to Jesus? Am I doing things just the way I want? Or I have fully surrendered to him. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to fully surrender to our Lord Jesus Christ in every area of your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see there from that passage that the process of receiving spiritual insight is not just a one-day affair. It's a process. Jesus took this man. He walked. From the point that man came to Jesus to the time he took him out of the village, and Jesus healed him, And as a result of that, Jesus was even asked, can you see? He said, yeah, he can see, but he cannot see clearly. He can see men walking like trees. Maybe that's how you are right now. You are seeing men walking like trees. That's not what God has in stock for you. He wants you to be able to see clearly. And that whatever that has been blocking your vision, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. This man was able to receive a second touch from our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus that you receive a second touch from him this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that have not allowed you to see clearly, the second touch of our Lord Jesus Christ will give you clear vision in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus took this man by hand, he touched his eyes, and then this man, you can see also, Jesus spat on his eyes. The Bible tells us in that verse 23, he took the blind man by hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hand on him, how many of us will allow Jesus to spit on our eyes? What this man did, brothers and sisters, you need to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. It's only those who humble themselves that Jesus is going to elevate. If you refuse to humble yourself, you are not helping yourself. This man didn't tell Jesus, how come? How are you spitting in my face? Is it because I came to you? No, he truly surrendered. He surrendered to him. He made himself of no consequence. And when you begin to make yourself of no consequence in the presence of God, God himself will elevate you. He will promote you. He will take you higher and higher. Why? Because you have humbled yourself in his presence. I pray that will be your own portion too, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can see from the passage that we read that it's only Jesus that can help us. He tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 5, say, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The glory of the Lord will be revealed in you, in your life, in your family, in every facet of your life. His glory will be revealed. But for his glory to be revealed, we need to know that we need to surrender to him. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2 verse 21, say, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whose name are you calling unto now? Are you calling unto the name of Jesus? If you call unto that name, he's ready to rescue you, he's ready to deliver you, he's ready to remove whatever that has not allowed you to see clearly. He also tells us in the book of John, John chapter 3 verse 18, he says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, you are not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. Do you believe in the name of the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus is able to heal you? Do you believe that Jesus is able to set you free from every manner of captivity? Brothers and sisters, if you do so, it is in your own interest because he is ready to deliver you. He is ready to make you see clearly. Everything that is blocking your eyes is ready to remove them. But you need to forsake your sin. You need to go back to this Jesus we are talking about. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55 verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. The Lord is ready to pardon you. He's ready to forgive you your sins. He's ready to cleanse you, but you need to forsake your sin. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you are listening to me right now, I want you to right now accept him as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. And for everyone that have listened to this message, wherever you have not been able to see clearly, henceforth begin to see clearly. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the vision the Lord has given you shall come into reality in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.